Pastor Dave and I were, as Mark sang that, we, Brother Mark, you never got to meet him, but Dr. Jim Delerschmidt used to sing that song. And you might have met him, I don't know, but you weren't here when he came here, I know that. And we, how many remember Dr. Jim? He's in heaven. I'm going to preach on heaven today. Matter of fact, I titled the message, I Want to Throw Over Heaven. There's a song. I'm going to try to sing it at the end, or I'm going to get Mark to sing it. And how many have heard this song, I Want to Throw Over Heaven, with you some fine day? Well, I'm going to preach a message today, this morning, on I Want to Throw Over Heaven. Let's turn our Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians, glad you're here. Good to have our visitors with us. Sir, so great to have you at Bethel Baptist. Hope you feel a warm welcome and you want to keep coming back. Good to have you. God bless you. There's usually about 100 more people here, but they're out in the land. We have 30 acres of land out on Infirmary Road. And someday we're going to be building a new building out there. I'm excited about that. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. How many have got that? Verses 1 through 4. Well, let's stand for the reading of God's word. Good to see each one of you. Tommy, thank you for reminding me about the announcement. We definitely are. That's the 30th. It'd be June 30th, the ABL meeting. We'll be going to the Hartville Kitchen, having lunch there. And then we'll run around in a flea market afterwards. We always have a lot of fun. We always buy vegetables there, and we try to buy junk. And you, preacher, that's where a preacher buys a lot of his radios there. I get a lot of radios, cheap radios there and stuff like that. I need them real bad. I only got about 150 of them. Wow. Yeah. But alrighty. I just felt like I had some thoughts go with me this week, and I just felt like preaching on heaven today. So just bear with me today, okay? How many are glad you're going to heaven?
Amen.
And let's see what Scripture says, what the Apostle Paul said about heaven here. If you have 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1, it is not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. Now look what he says in verse 2. I knew a man in Christ above. He's above. I knew a man in Christ above, above 14 years ago. Whether in the body, I cannot tell, or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. Such a one caught up to the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. How that he was caught up in the paradise and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. Can you imagine? The Apostle Paul got a glimpse of heaven. He got to actually hear the glories of heaven. He got to be in the paradise for a short time and then was brought back. I'll bet you that song, I Want to Throw Over Heaven, if it would have been sung back then, I bet he thought a lot of times, I'd like to throw over heaven. And you might have sang that song, I wish you were here. Amen? I'm going to talk to you about I Want to Throw Over Heaven. How many of you ever think about heaven once in a while?
Amen.
I think about it. The older you get, the more you think about it. And I was thinking about it yesterday, about heaven. Went on the land, prayed on our land. Oh, I'm so thankful for the land.
Yep.
Ask God for a miracle. Ask God for a miracle for your life and for some of our missionaries' lives and some of our friends that we know. Let's have a moment of prayer. Heavenly Father, help me with these few thoughts that I have today. I sure want to be a blessing to the people. Give me strength to be able to speak. And Holy Spirit, just fill me. Holy Spirit, just get every man's and woman's attention right now. Let them see the glory of heaven and the importance of knowing Christ as their Savior. I pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. If I understand this scripture that I read here, the Apostle Paul left his body for a short time, and he was caught up to the third heaven. That's what it says there in verse 2. Look at verse 2. He said, such a one was caught up to the third heaven. See that? Now there's three heavens. The first heaven is where the birds fly. The second heaven is where the stars are. And the third heaven, Brother Billy, that's where God abides. He was actually carried up where God abides in heaven. You know, we believe this took place when the Apostle Paul was stoned at Lystra and left for dead. If you want to just turn with me to one more scripture, in Acts chapter 14, here's where we believe this happened when he was taken out of his body. He was stoned. Acts chapter 14, verse 19. He's in Lystra. They went to Lystra, and if you'll see in verse 6, they went to Lystra and Derbe, this cities of Lycaonia. And if you look at verse 19 in Acts 14, and there came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium who persuaded the people and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. So he must have been so wounded, sis, he must have been so bad that and unconscious that they actually thought he was dead. Are you with me? And we believe, Brother Bobby, at this time, when you read in 2 Corinthians 12, we believe he's talking about this is the, when they took him out and left him for dead. We believe, Brother Jesse, that this is when he left his body. How many have heard of out-of-body experience? How many have ever heard of that? Well, I truly believe Paul had an out-of-body experience. I believe, well, the Bible said he was taken up and heard unspeakable words. You said, preacher, how can this happen? How can this spirit leave and come back? I'll tell you why. Because the Bible says, because God didn't cut the silver cord, that's why. Listen, Ecclesiastes 12:6 says, or ever the silver cord be loose. Verse 7 of the Ecclesiastes 12 says, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Every man and woman have a soul and spirit. And the moment a person dies, a few moments after that person takes their last breath, heart quits beating, that soul and spirit leaves that body. Now, if that person's saved, they go to heaven. If that person's not saved, they go to hell. There's only two places, heaven and hell. God came, so hell was prepared for Satan and all those that walk with him, follow him. But God came here and suffered and died for all of us so we could spend eternity with him. Actually, God wants us all to stroll over heaven with him. He really does. And that's why Jesus died on the cross. But I want you to look at a couple of scriptures with me. See, well, actually, Paul, they actually, Colton, I literally believe Paul's soul and spirit literally came out of his body. And he was taken up, and he the Bible says he heard unspeakable words. Can you imagine that? I don't know what Stevie didn't say what he saw there, but he said he heard unspeakable things. Are you with me? I mean, can you imagine how great being in heaven would be? How would you like to go there and have to come back? Buddy, you get me up there, I'm not coming back. Amen? And, I want you to look at a couple scriptures with me. I want to preach a little bit about heaven. Then I'm going to read to you about heaven. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6 through 8. Look what the Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6 through 8. Therefore, we are always confident. How many see that? Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that whilst we're at home in the body, while we're alive, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are, verse 8, we are confident
I say, and willing rather be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Paul's saying, look up here. Every Christian, the Bible says, the moment we die, we leave this body, Brother Leo, and we're absent from the body, and we're going to be present with the Lord.
Amen.
Some guy says, I'm going to shoot you. I said, you can't threaten me with heaven.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
Look at another scripture in the book of Philippians, what Paul, Philippians 1:23. Philippians 1:23. Philippians chapter 1, verse 23. Look what the Apostle Paul said. He was remember in Corinthians, he was confident to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. He said in verse 1:23 of Philippians, for I'm in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far, how many see that? Which is far better. Paul, look up here, folks. Paul knew the very moment he died, he was going to go to heaven. Now look up here. If you're saved, you need to have this confidence. If you're saved, you need to have... how many believe the King James Bible is the pure word of God?
Amen.
Listen, the Bible teaches plainly, once you're saved, you're always saved. And the Bible says in Titus 1:2, in hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before the world began. Brother Coolidge, I know that God's not an Indian giver. And the Bible says at that tent revival, after the service was over on Thursday, there was a teenager that came up. And I was talking to Dr. Fugit, thank you. And this teenager came up. He was from out of town. And I think he's around 15, 16 years old. And we could tell he wasn't saved. And Dr. Fugate said, we got talking, we were just doing general talk with him. He said, but what about, are you saved? Are you saved? And the boy, he said, I don't think I am. He said, do you want to be? And the boy said, yeah, I would. And Dr. Fugate, right there, people walking out of the tent, people talking. Service is already over. We're just standing there by the platform. He just opened his King James Bible, started taking him through the Roman road. Standing right there with all kinds of people around us. Boy bowed his head, asked Christ to save him.
Amen.
I mean, he said, Lord, please save my soul. You know, that very moment that boy got saved, Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you ask Christ to save you, and you meant it from your heart, because the Bible says, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, and that's exactly what that teenage boy did. You didn't see it, but the Bible says in Colossians that there was an operation by God done in you. Circumcision of the heart. And now, Brother Jesse, that teenage boy, I might never see him again until I get to heaven, but I'm going to tell you, that very moment God saved him, and he's saved forever. And that boy needs to know one thing, just like you need to know. When the moment he dies, he's going to be ushered to heaven.
Amen.
And see, Paul got a preview glimpse, Darla. He got a preview glimpse of heaven before he went to heaven. Woo! I mean, you're talking about yabba dabba doo!
Amen.
I mean, we're talking about good stuff, Maynard. And I guarantee you, Paul, after he was there, he was so confident. That's why, because I'm confident. I'm confident to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. He said, I'm confident. I'm caught in Philippians. Johnny, he said, I'm caught between two things. To be here with you or to go with Christ, which is far better. He said, but I'm going to stay here because it's better for you, because I can teach you the Word of God right now. But I'll tell you right now, I'm confident when I go, I'm going to be with Christ. Why am I saying that? Because some of you need to hear this. We have too many Christians that walk through this life defeated. We have too many Christians discouraged. We have too many Christians going through life without no hope, and without no joy. We ought to be the happiest people on the face of the earth. No matter what we're faced with, listen, we've got the joy of eternity before us. That's what's the next step for us? Heaven. This life is but a vapor. Whatever we're going through, I don't care how hard you're going through. Listen, whatever you face, it's nothing compared to what you're going to enjoy.
That's right. Amen.
We got, what do you got looking forward, preacher? I got eternal splendor of paradise with God to look forward to. And Rosie could say, man, hallelujah, I put up with that guy for 42 years, but I'm going to get blessed by God because I did. Heaven's going to be more special for Rosie. Amen?
Amen?
Now listen to me. If you're saved today, don't walk in doubt. Don't walk in disillusionment. I hope I make it. I'm praying that I make it. No, I know I'm making it. But it's got nothing to do with me. It's all about Jesus. And listen, the Apostle Paul, he couldn't wait to stroll over heaven. Look what he said there. For I'm a strait betwixt two, having the desire to part and to be with Christ, which is far better. He said, man, you can have the McDonald's. You can have the Burger King. Man, I can't wait to get to heaven.
Amen.
Which is far better.
Yes.
Amen? Look up here. You got something far better waiting for you on the other side. Sometimes I know life gets depressing and discouraged. But I want you, when you get discouraged and depressed, I want you to lift up your eyes and say, oh God, I'm glad you're up there. Lord, I'm glad I'm a child of God. And Lord, I'm glad you gave me the promise of heaven, because one day we're going to stroll over heaven. Amen?
Amen.
Those loved ones that are already there ahead of us, we're going to be back with them again. Isn't that exciting? You know, Paul knew he was heaven bound. And the thought is, do you know this? Do you know if you're heaven bound? You should know. And if you don't know, you need to get it settled today. You should know it beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're going to have. If you don't know beyond a shadow of a doubt, you shouldn't leave this church. I'm not talking about getting baptized. I'm not talking about getting a member of this church. I'm talking about knowing Christ as your Savior. The apostle, Paul had complete assurance he was going to heaven after death. I want you to look at one more scripture with me. Look over in 2 Timothy. Look over in 2 Timothy and look at chapter 1, verse 7. 2 Timothy 1, 7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear. Too many Christians going through life with fear. I'm in 2 Timothy 1, 7. Too many Christians walking in fear. That does not please God. And by the way, fear has torment. 1 John teaches, if you walk in fear, if you got fear, you got torment. For God had not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Man, Steve, they might think we're nuts, but we're screwed onto the right bolt. Amen. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. A lot of Christians are afraid to tell people they're saved. You get out in public and you're afraid. Well, man, those people, I don't want them people to know I'm a saved person. I do.
Amen.
We got something to talk about.
Right.
I'm not ashamed of my Savior. I hope he never is ashamed of me.
Amen.
Nor of me as prisoner, but be thou partaker of his affliction and of the gospel according to the power of God. Look at verse 9. Who has saved us? If you're saved, they say amen.
Amen.
Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling. Wow!
Amen.
And not according to our works. No, you can't work your way to heaven. Brother Joe, I was with Brother Joe Tutak this last week. He teaches teenagers in that Heritage Baptist where he goes. And he said, preacher, I'm teaching about these Pharisees and how they were counting on their works. And I gave him a great scripture. I said, well, give them Galatians 2:16. The Bible says, for the works of the flesh, no one will be saved by the law. For the works of the flesh, no man shall be justified. And he said, oh, that's a great scripture. And I'm sure he taught it this morning at Sunday school, you know. But look what it says, who has saved us? If you're saved, say amen. He called us with a holy calling. We've got holy callings. If you got them, say amen.
Amen.
Not according to our works. Nah. Nah. You didn't get saved by works. No, you got convicted. The Holy Spirit convicted you. The Holy Spirit, that holy calling, showed us we were lost sinners, showed us we needed Christ. We got down for that old green couch we only paid $110 for and got saved.
Amen.
Hello? It was a holy couch. No wonder people say holy mackerel. Amen? But according to his own purpose, his own purpose, forget about yours, worry about his. And grace which he had given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Woo! Jordan, he had it all planned for you and wife way before you guys were even thought of. Before the world began. Bobby, he had planned for you and Sonia before you were ever thought of, man. By the way, before the hills were ever made. Before the sun hung, before the stars were out. Stevie, he had it all planned for us. Wow. Amen? I'm going to tell you right now, Brother Dave just brought a great message in the book of Job this morning. He told Job, were you there when I laid the foundations of the world? Don't question God.
Amen.
God's in control. Way more than we are. We're out of control. I'm glad he's in control. But is made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death. Oh, I'm glad I'm going to a place where there's no more death. Rosie, while we were at Toledo Friday, we did a lot of stuff while we were there those 2 days. We went Thursday, and then we came back late Friday night. We got back around 10 o'clock Friday night. Friday night. But while we were there, on Friday, we visited some family members. Thursday, I went to the tent revival. And Rosie, I was with... And look what it says in verse 12. Paul said, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed. Why? Are you in verse 12 with me? For I know, and just like he knows, you should know. For I know whom I believed and am persuaded that he, God, he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. I'm going to tell you right now, Brother Eddie, I know I'm going to heaven. I'm a rascal. If it was counting on Rich Skyver to get to heaven, you can mark her down. I don't care if I'm a preacher in this church or not. I'm not good enough to go to heaven.
Amen.
I've got too many faults in my life. But I'm glad for the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
I'm glad for the forgiving atonement of God.
Amen.
I'm glad any lost sinner can come to Christ and say, Lord Jesus, and over 40 years ago, I got down on my knees for an old green couch and I just said, Lord Jesus, please come in my heart and save my soul and forgive me. Save me from hell and take me to heaven when I die. Man, I'm glad God made me a child of God right then.
Amen.
And you know what, Arlene? No matter what happens, I ain't worried because I'm kept by the power of God. See, some people, they sing a song, and it's so unscriptural. I'm holding on to Jesus. I'm not holding on to Jesus. Jesus holding on to me. If I was holding on to Jesus, I'd have let loose by now. Because I'm full of sin. Because all sins come short of the glory. There's none righteous, no, not one. And the Bible says if any man says he does not sin, he deceives himself and the truth is not in it. In him. Amen. And so, don't sing that song, I'm holding on to Jesus, because it's so unscriptural. Christ is holding on to us. You know? And Paul said in verse 12, I am persuaded Paul wasn't counting on him. He wasn't counting on Paul. He was counting on the Christ, the Son of God, the Savior, that he is able to keep what's up. The thing is, have you committed unto him? Have you committed your eternal soul unto him? Because that's how it's going to get you to heaven. Amen. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 4. Paul was ready to go to heaven. He was ready to stroll over heaven, I'm going to tell you. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. He said, I'm getting ready to die, and I'm ready to go. I'm in verse 6, chapter 4. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. He said, man, I'm getting ready to die, and I'm ready. The question is, are you ready to die? Paul says, I'm getting ready to stroll over heaven. I can't wait to get, man, come on. I can't wait to get there. I'm going to stroll over heaven. Amen? And he said, I've fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. I hope we all can say that at the end. Amen? Apostle Paul was ready and excited about strolling all over heaven. Amen. He knew it was a surety that he went to heaven, and he knew that heaven was his eternal home, and he was sure beyond a shadow of a doubt. How many Christians will walk with doubt? Don't have doubt. Amen. Trust God.
Amen.
Trust God. He can do it all. He's done it all. Listen, heaven should never be taken lightly. People should never be guessing about heaven, because heaven's eternity. Are you guessing about heaven? I've had a lot of people say to me, well, I hope so. I'll ask them, hey, when you die, will you be in heaven? Well, I hope so. Boy, I'm terrified for people to say that to me. Heaven's not a hope so. Heaven's a no-so. Matter of fact, most people, if they say, I hope so, chances are they're not going to go to heaven. Because heaven's a prepared place for prepared people.
Amen.
Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. It's heaven's a prepared place. And it's for people that prepared themselves to go to heaven. And the way you prepare yourself is you invite Christ into your life as your Lord and personal Savior. That's what gets you to heaven. No church, not Baptist, Catholic, Lutheran. It's got nothing to do with denomination. It's all about one person, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, Savior of the world, who died for our sins, shed his blood, was buried, and on the third day rose from the grave just like he said he would. He's in heaven right now making intercession for all people that will come to him. I hope that you've come to him. If you haven't come to him today, then make sure, then come today. You can come while I'm preaching. We'll get a guy right here to trust. You can get saved right now. That's the most important thing in life, by the way. Now the question is did you ever think about how great heaven's going to be? How many ever think about heaven? No more sorrow. No more tears. No more death. Man, that's exciting. We were with Brother Carl last week. He's celebrating his 84th birthday. And Wes just found out what day he was born on. His brother Wes. Wes has been celebrating his birthday. And Wes, his brother's birthday, Carl's is June 21. But his brother Wes McDaniel, his birthday is August 4th, but all up until now, till his wife sent away for a birth certificate, he's been all his life he's been celebrating August 3rd. Actually, he's not 82 years old. He's only about 5 or 6. He's never had a. Actually, if he would die before that August 4th, he would die and never had a birthday. That's pretty cool, Wes. He just found out his birthday was on August 4th. So we're definitely going to celebrate your birthday this year, Wes. Matter of fact, we're going to celebrate if you're here or not here. Man, one time we got to celebrate your birthday on the right day. How about there, though? How about heaven, Stevie? No more death. No more sorrow. Boy, Stevie, you've had all kinds of health problems. Fought it all. You and Janet went through all kinds of circumstances. Heaven's going to be special, isn't it? Your mama, who I love so much, Ella, she's in heaven right now waiting for us. Boy, it's going to be exciting.
Amen.
Well, you know, I was telling you, we were with some of our family members over the weekend, and Barbie had the sadness, and then some of our friends are going through all kinds of heartache, Eddie, just some tremendous heartache, and some of the kids in our family on Rosie's side just going through some bad stuff that tearing their life apart. And just ripped your heart out, you know. See the kids' lives destroyed. And I got a letter when I came home. I got a letter about Bob and Mary Johnston. Mary Johnston's our missionaries to Haiti. How many remember Bob and Mary? And she's battling. They're giving her treatments for radiation, trying to stop that cancer, whatever, leukemia. But she needs a bone marrow transplant. I went and prayed for a miracle on the land for her yesterday. I said, oh, God, give her that miracle. It's going to cost it costs thousands and thousands of dollars. I don't know it would just take God to have that transplant. And I think, oh, Lord, those people are so faithful. They're so sold out. Don't tell me bad things don't happen to good people. Look up here. Bad things happen to everybody because we live in a sin-cursed earth. It ain't got nothing with if you're good or bad. We live in a cursed earth. God's not mad at Mary. Mary lives in a cursed world. When you get sick, say, man, God must really be mad at them. No, we're susceptible to everything the earth has got to give us. And all it's got to give us is sickness and death and sorrow. Amen? And next week, Rosie's sister, I always call her little kitten, and her husband, he's got cancer in the brain or something, Coolidge. And they're going to try to go, somehow they're going to try to shoot radiation up in his head or something to try to stem that off. And, you know, as it happens next week, I mean, it just seems like it never, how many just seems like it never ends? Heartaches and sorrow. And I just went away and I told Rose as we were driving Friday, I said, oh, there's just so much sorrow, so much heartache. And Brother Mike's just starting to get better and all the sickness he's went through. And I don't know about you, but I'll be glad to go to a place where there's no more sickness.
Amen?
Amen? I'll be glad to go to a place where there's no more heartache. I'll be glad when I ain't got to preach another funeral. Amen? Listen, it just seems like sadness just surrounds us sometimes. How many seems like just sometimes sadness surrounds you? You can't. How many have ever been where you just can't seem to get away from pressures and sadness and sorrow and sickness? And I'm so glad, though, for the promise of heaven. I wrote down, praise God. I'm glad I'm a child of God. How many glad you're a child of God?
Amen.
I'm glad I got down. Praise God. I'm glad for the promise of heaven. Praise God. Jesus said, don't be troubled. Heaven awaits every child of God. John 14:1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And he did. And if I go, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Brother Mark, hallelujah. Glory to God. One day, I'm going up.
Amen.
I'm going up to be with my Savior. Amen?
Amen.
I'm going to stroll all over heaven. I'm just going to stroll. I'm going to see my mama. I'm going to see some of your loved ones that went before us. All the 20-some years I've been in, people have been saved. Grandpa and Grandpa Shriver and Brother Billy. And you name it, all the people that went ahead of us. They're up there waiting for us. Amen.
Amen.
I can't wait to get to heaven. I can't wait to stroll over heaven. Would you let me read just some scriptures with you? And I'm going to close. I'm closing with these scriptures. But turn to the book of Revelation with me. If not, you can just sit there and listen to me. I just want to read a few passages of scripture. Heaven's real. I read about heaven because I know heaven's real. And we got a surety about heaven. And look at Revelation chapter 21, verse 1 through 5. See, I read. You ever watch me get excited when people sing up here? I listen to the words they're saying. See, I believe that. I believe the Bible's true. Amen. Brother Jesse, heaven's real. We're going to go there.
Right.
We really are. And I saw a new heaven and an earth, new earth. I'm in Revelation 21:1. For the first heaven, first earth were passed away. You know why? They were burned up. God's going to burn it up. This whole earth here is going to be all burned up. I, John, saw a holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God. Out of heaven, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. He will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Look at verse 4. I like this. It's one of my favorite verses in the Bible. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes.
Amen.
And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither there shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Hallelujah. Brother Billy Lang was telling me about Nancy, how she's not feeling good there, and she's been sick and things are hurting her. She ain't going to have no pain in heaven.
Amen.
Now we got all, man, I wake up in the morning, I got 4 or 5 bottles, blood pressure, diabetes, heart, you know, bam, bam, bam. Sometimes after I take them, I say, why should I even eat? I've taken about 25 pounds of pills. Why do I need to go get a Big Mac? Or not a Big Mac. That's the afternoon. Sausage, muffin, and egg. But I do. It makes me think it helps those pills dissolve better inside. You know, heaven's going to be, McDonald's going to be in heaven because the golden arches, see? I'm going to stroll down there and get me a quarter pounder in the afternoon. In the mornings, I'm going to get that sausage, muffin, and egg. Boy, I love their sausage, muffin, and egg. That's so good, it's got to be in heaven. Look what it says. And neither crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Not going to need Ben Gay either. The older people know what I'm talking about. All these stuff that we're glad, all these things we're going through now, all these sorrows, all these heartaches. You know how close that is to us right now? One heartbeat. We're only one heartbeat from this. That's how close heaven is to us.
Amen.
I'm excited about that.
Amen.
And I like this verse 5. He that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. Hallelujah. We need something that's really right and new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are what? True and faithful. The old people know what I'm... In other words, Jesus is telling us, Richard, you can take it to the bank.
Amen.
Amen? Us older folks, when we were younger, we know... you ladies, the seniors, there was just people used to shook on it. You could take it to the bank.
Right.
Jesus said, you can take it to the bank. It's going to happen.
Amen.
Amen. And look at verse 10. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great high mountain and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory. Her light was like a stone, most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. How many see that?
Amen.
Oh, my. And had a wall great high and 12 gates, and the gates 12 angels, and the name written there are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. And on the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he talked with me, and with me had a golden reed, and measured the city, the gates thereof, and wall thereof. And the city lieth 4 square length, and as large as the breadth of the... He measured the city with the reed, and 12,000 furlongs. And the length and the breadth of the length are equal. And he measured the wall thereof in 144 cubits, according to the measure of man and his angel. And the building of the wall, watch, it was jasper. And the city was pure gold, like under clear glass. That's where I'm going to go.
Amen.
And if you're saved, that's where you're going. That's where we're going to take a stroll over heaven. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. You girls love this. You love the different rings, the different, like the carbuncle and the rubies and the different pretty ones, the beryl. How many know what I'm talking about? Heaven's going to be filled with all those. This is going to be the largest jewelry store you ever saw. It's garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardis, seventh, whatever that is, Chris, you guys say it, eighth beryl, ninth, the topaz, 10th, wow, whatever that is, and 11th, jacinth, and 12th, amethyst, and the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Wow, what I'm trying to tell you, heaven's spectacular.
Amen.
And the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. I'm not just reading words. Annie, we're actually going to be there. You're going to walk on this. This is exciting. And I saw no temple there, and the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple. And the city had no need of the sun, neither the moon, to shine. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb and the light thereof. Boy, can anyone say amen?
Amen.
Let me just read a couple more from chapter 22. Look at chapter 22, verse 1 through 3. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God. Boy, can you smell that water? Crystal clear, Bill. Can you? Oh, Marty, can you believe that? And either, in the manner of street, on the other side was a river, was there was a tree of life. Oh, that tree of life was back there with the Garden of Eden. Popped back in, didn't it?
Amen.
Which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall, look at this, verse 3, and there shall no more curse, but the throne of God of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. The curse is gone, Billy. No more babies are going to die. No more death at all. No more sickness. No more sorrow.
Amen.
Wow. Drop down to verse 16, and I'll close out. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. Are you hearing me, church?
Amen.
He's trying to testify to you. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. How many want to stroll over heaven?
Amen.
Well, listen what the verse 17 says. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. If you want to stroll, God wants you to stroll over heaven. He's saying, won't you come? Won't you come and stroll over heaven with me? I died. I came from heaven to a sin-cursed earth and died for you and rose that so you could stroll over heaven with me. I came to earth and died for you and rose so you could come back with me to heaven and stroll over heaven with me. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. See, eternal life is free. It's a gift. Whosoever will may come. Anyone can come. It's just, do you choose to come? And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will.
Amen.
I like that song. Whosoever surely meaneth me, surely meaneth me, surely meaneth me. Whosoever surely meaneth me, whosoever surely meaneth me. He means you too. Whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophet of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God will add unto them the plagues that are written in this book. Don't mess with this Bible. And if any man shall take away from the words of this book, this prophecy, God shall take away from this part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things that are written in this book. He which testify these things, saying, surely I come quickly. He is coming. The king's coming. People say, I don't believe it. It don't matter. He's still coming. He which testify these things, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. He's coming.
Amen.
The king's coming. The king is coming. I wish I could remember that. The king is coming. He's coming. Praise God, he's coming for you and me. Amen.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Listen, if you've never made Jesus your personal Savior today, he's asking you to come and stroll over heaven with him today. Come to him. Ask him to save you. You know what, Miss Mert? God doesn't want anyone to miss out on heaven.
Right.
I'll quote this scripture to you, and I'm all done. 2 Peter 3:9 says this.
The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, but is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but all come unto him to repentance. He wants you to come. If you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, he wants you to come. If you want to go to a place where there's no more sorrow, no more death, no more pain, he wants you to come. I know one thing. Yesterday I was thinking about heaven. And I'm glad one day I'm going to get to stroll over heaven. I'm going to try this, but I'll probably have Mark singing anyways. If I surveyed all the good things that come to me from above, if I could count all the blessings from the storehouse of love, I simply ask for the favor of him beyond mortal end. I'm sure he would grant it again and again. I want to stroll for heaven with you some glad day. When all the troubles and heartaches are truly vanished away,
amen.
Then we'll enjoy all the beauty where all things are new.
Amen.
I want to stroll for heaven with you.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for the promise of heaven. I'm looking forward to strolling over heaven. It's going to be so exciting. Thank you for the joy that you give me of heaven while I'm on this earth with so much sorrow and so much pain and agony and tears. But Lord, you lift me up through, above those things through the joy of knowing about heaven. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that you'll bless the people today. I pray if they're discouraged, that you lift their heart up. I know there's people here who've got loved ones in heaven. Let them know it won't be long. It won't be long before we see those loved ones. We'll be with them again. And we'll stroll over to heaven together. And all the sorrows of this life will be past and forevermore forgotten. I wonder, with our heads bowed and our eyes closed, how many could say, preacher, I know for a fact I'm saved. I know for a surety that if I died, I'd be strolling over heaven. Could you raise that hand? I know for a surety that I'm saved. Thank you. You may put it down. How many would say, pastor, I'd like to stroll over heaven, but I'm really not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. but I'd sure like to know. Would you pray for me? Just raise your hand. Let me lift up high where I can see you. Let me pray for you. I won't come to you. I won't embarrass you. Preacher, pray for me. Pray for me. I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. And I don't want to go. I don't want to die without going to heaven. I don't want to die and end up in hell. I don't want to miss out on the glory of heaven that Christ wants for me. Pray for me. Anyone like that today? Pastor, God bless you, sir. I see that hand. God bless you. Who else? Pray for me. Pray for me. Yes. Yes. Today I want to encourage you. Maybe, how many Christians are here today and say, preacher, lately, I'll be honest with you, I've been discouraged. I've kind of been thinking about heaven, but I've just been discouraged with a lot of problems around my life. And yes, ask, yes, yes, it's easy. Yes, 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 sir, yes, ma'am, I see it. Yes, sir, I see that. Yes, I see that, God bless you. It's, Christians, it's easy to get caught up with all the trials of life. And we actually forget about the blessing of heaven because we get so caught up with all the things of the world. Don't let Satan take the joy of heaven from you. It's a surety. Paul knew it was sure. One day we're going to stroll over heaven. You can do that too. Maybe you just want to come and pray today and say, God, lift up my heart. I know heaven's close by. Help me get through this day. Heavenly Father, bless us now and save those that need to be saved, I pray in Christ's name. Amen. Mark, would you come and sing this song here? I want you to sing this through over heaven. I don't know if Rosie has it, but could you sing that song as Mark comes? Let's all stand.
If I surveyed all the good things that come to me from above, if I could count all the blessings from the storehouse of love, I'd simply ask for the favor of Him beyond mortal end. I'm sure He would grant it again and again. I want to stroll.
I'm just talking about you asking Christ to come in your heart to save your soul. So when you die, you go to heaven and you can stroll over heaven. You pray. You said, Pastor, pray for me, and I did pray for you. Now, make that first step for God. Let God save your soul today. We'll sing next to this verse here, Brother Mark.
So many places of beauty we long to see here below. But time and treasures have kept us from making plans, as you know. But come the morning of rapture, together we'll be. I want to stroll over heaven with you. I want to stroll. Meet all our loved ones and meet Jesus. I stroll over heaven with you. I want to stroll over heaven with you some glad day when all the troubles and heartaches are truly vanished away. Then we'll enjoy all the beauty where all things are new. I want to stroll over heaven with you.
Yes, choir practice at 5 o'clock tonight.
Choir practice at 5, and then Pastor Dave will be